The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien.
Hello, guys. How are we doing?
We are most well. How are you?
I'm very upset. I mean, there are many issues in this world that polarize human beings, but hearing that they have now made Marmite hummus, that has just upset everybody in the region.
It's a shunder.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
I just want to issue a statement on behalf of all Middle Easterners. I hope, Nigella Lawson, you are listening, and I hope others are listening. We don't want peanut butter with our hummus. We don't want Marmite with our hummus. We just want our hummus. Please don't mess with perfection. And with that, we'll do the Israel Report.
Okay, very good.
We will indeed. So from hummus to a really serious situation, the fact that the IDF finds it necessary to bolster troops in the north. Why is that, Rolien?
Well, I think we have to be like very careful how we word this. This is select infantry that they are sending to the north to bolster the northern command. And this comes after Hezbollah have threatened retaliation after one of their fighters was allegedly killed by an alleged Israeli attack in Damascus. This was on Monday. So the IDF said earlier today that they're going to reinforce the country's northern border with some infantry troops in anticipation of something that could possibly happen. And Hezbollah also using Ashark al-Assad. You see, my rehearsals were not in vain.
Yes.
My rehearsals were not in vain because this is a popular outlet, mostly because it's extremely widely read, including by Westerners. Hezbollah talking to the publication, which is a London-based publication, saying that they will retaliate for this. And, you know, there have been tensions rising in the north over the last while. And despite all the different distractions they think that we might have with coronavirus and various others, we can be sure that our IDF, our army, our security forces remain ever vigilant for any potential threat on our borders.
Just want to stay on that story just for a moment, Rolien, because I've read, and I don't know if it's true or not, that Hezbollah has something like over 100,000 missiles aimed at Israel from Lebanon. Is this not a colossal, colossal failure on the part of the Israeli government to have allowed that to have happened?
Well, I don't think it's a case of the Israeli government allowing that to happen. I think that, you know, we mustn't, under any circumstances, underestimate the power of Iran and the threat that we face with Iran. You know, when we talk about the Iranian threat, we're not just talking nuclear. This is the largest state sponsor of global terror, and their reach is pretty far. You know, last week, the Argentinian Jewish community commemorated Amir, the bombings at the Amir Center, which was carried out by Iranian-backed Hezbollah operatives. Iran have a lot of money they use to sponsor terror. We see it in the south with Hamas, and we see it in the north with Hezbollah. I was on the Golan Heights just 2 weeks ago, and it is actually very, very sobering when you see from a topographical perspective just how vulnerable Israel is if we lose that high ground, because we are literally surrounded by those who want our destruction. It is quite frightening. But we are aware there are probably many alleged incursions that we don't know about to protect Israeli sovereignty, to protect our borders. And, you know, this is one incident that we are hearing about where we have allegedly gone into Damascus.
Okay, let's move on to COVID and related issues, specifically the fact that there seems to be a bit of talk about Netanyahu being willing to dissolve the coalition and go to a fourth election. Over to you.
Well, I just have to say, we have to give it to the president today, who tweeted out, you know, it's very rare that the president gets involved in politics. It's not really his remit. So apart from picking vegetables today to give to needy Israelis, we do love Prez Rivlin. He actually put the government on blast. He said, you need to actually start doing your job. Israel's not your your rag doll to play with, and he said, get a grip, which I actually found quite funny, but, you know, many a true word said in jest. Sure. There is a lot of disagreeing how to proceed with the coronavirus. You know, it's very confusing at the moment. A little while ago, again, overruling the cabinet, the Knesset Coronavirus Committee ruled to open, to reopen gyms and certain attractions that draw a lot of people, especially now that it is Chopesh Gadol or holiday time for the kids, places like the zoos, the museums, etc. There is so much argument happening in the Knesset. There are rumors that Netanyahu might move to dissolve the coalition and then put us into another election in November. But I really, really, really wouldn't believe this if or when it actually happened. I don't think that the Prime Minister, with growing mistrust and anger against him, and also with his personal trial on at the moment, I don't think that he's going to want to risk whatever grip that he has by putting us into a situation where we have to go to elections, because I think Israel will erupt.
And yet the opinion polls that I have read recently state that if he were to go to elections, Kahol Lavan would almost disappear, Gantz would become an absolute non-entity, and he'd come back much stronger.
You know, I'd never believe the polls, because we're also seeing a whole movement growing against the Prime Minister at the moment. So, you know, we look at polls, but we always say don't believe the polls, because, you know, there are a lot of other variables that we have to take into consideration. I'll tell you who probably would do much better than he has in the last two elections is Naftali Bennett. Naftali Bennett proved himself, during the first round of coronavirus, he really came through for the Israeli people, and many people are saying, please bring him back. He seems to be somebody that has a handle on how we proceed with coronavirus.
Interesting, interesting times. And then a lovely story in all the COVID gloom about, people potentially virus-proof visiting hospitals to ease loneliness.
Isn't it incredible? We've just had, literally moments ago, Yuli Edelstein, the health minister, he kitted up in full protective gear. He went into one of the wards. He said, please understand, he says, this is not an easy experience for any of our 24/7 dedicated teams of doctors, nurses, and coronavirus medical teams. He says, it's very, very hot. It's horribly humid inside these PPE equipment. Mm-hmm. And he said, spare a thought for those who do this 24/7. But what Israel is trying to do is, for those who do seem to be coronavirus immune, and believe it or not, there are those people, they want to try and bring those people into the wards where people are feeling very, very lonely and isolated, and of course not just the physical toll, but the emotional and mental toll on coronavirus, and just bring them some comfort, bring them some companionship during a very, very trying and difficult time.
So interesting, Rolene. I mean, do you think that this is something that they might, you know, if a family member stays in isolation for 2 weeks, that family members might be able to go and visit the patients?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm loath to answer that. I have to be honest, because I'm not a medical professional. Maybe it's something I will put to Dr. Marburg. But, you know, if it's something that's doable, I think it would really lift the spirits of many patients who are probably very, very frightened. Another break that we had coming through earlier is that Israel is hoping to fast track coronavirus testing so that we can get civil aviation going, which I think would be a huge boon for our travel industry. I know you talk about the travel industry a lot, Kathy, because we've seen the horrific impact on that industry because of people having to stay away, not being able to travel, people being reluctant to go out and travel, whether it be locally or internationally.
Yeah. Mervin weighing in. Sorry, Hassan.
No. I'm just very conscious of the time. We don't have much, and I really did want Rolene to touch on the banning of gay conversion therapy in Israel. Apparently passed its first reading, and the Haredim not too pleased.
They're not too pleased, but it did pass its reading, its first vote. And this is a huge milestone for Israel and for LGBTQ rights. Conversion therapy is extremely, extremely traumatic. It has been, the first reading has passed deeming it illegal. It is illegal to try and convert anybody from the LGBTQ community. But the Haredim have said, well, you know, if this is going to happen, we're going to put forward our own resolutions, which, you know, Israel's a democracy, you know, put that forward. However, this passed with a majority, even though there were Likud Chavei Knesset that weren't present for the vote. But it is seen as a huge win for Israel and a huge positive step forward.
And I think for the whole region.
Sorry, Kathy. No. It's a difficult issue in a country which is religious, in inverted commas. Could this split the coalition, this issue?
I don't think that this is an issue that will split the coalition. You know, I think it's a matter of opinions and where their opinions lie on the spectrum. I don't think that this is a big enough issue to split the coalition.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, but either way, it's a huge move for that entire region. So
It is a huge move, and you know the region is changing. It's you know, who would have thunk just a year ago that we would have Saudi academics publish in Israeli publications, that we would have UAE ministers in government publish in Hebrew dailies in Hebrew, and the cooperation happening against a global pandemic. It really is extraordinary.
And that is where we leave it, Rolene Marks. We'll catch you tomorrow morning with Howard Feldman at what time? 7:45 tomorrow.
Quarter to eight.
That's it.
And just back off the hummus, people. Back off the hummus.
Number one story this afternoon. Have a Shabbat Shalom, Ro.
God bless, Baba. Shabbat Shalom.
Rolene will be back with us here on Monday.